Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider. Again, a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Mary Fowler, F-A-L-L-E-R. This goes to Natasha Henderson on 3/30/22. Mrs. Fowler performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. Corresponding capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. The paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Sowerberry, Sowerberry. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 3/30/22, Mr. Sowerberry performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction, no bronchial reactivity, period of paragraph impression, minimal reduction of forced vital capacity without airways obstruction without bronchial reactivity, compared to a study dated 9/22/21, there's been slight deterioration, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Trudy Pedersen. This goes to Dr. Angela Thompson on 3/30/22. Mrs. Pedersen performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators period, compared to a prior study dated 9/22/21. There's been slight improvement, period of paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma, showing some improvement from prior studies. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jesse Fowler. This goes to Dr. Miner on 3/30/22. Mrs. Fowler performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was reversibility of airways obstruction, still leaving the patient with a moderate reduction of forced vital capacity, period, and paragraph compression. Moderate restriction and reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma, period, compared to a study dated 11/28/17. There's been improvement, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Calvin Kadlec, K-A-D-L-E-C-K. This goes to the VA. In 3/30/22, Mr. Kadlec performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. Forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There was moderate impairment of flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. The paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Patty Vecchione on, and this goes to Dr. Catherine Rosario. On 3/30/22, Mrs. Vecchione performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 94%, period. After walking 338 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 99%, period. Of paragraph compression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry from James Price Sr. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward. 1-3-30-22, Mr. Price performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired. Without significant airways obstruction period, after bronchodilators, there was no significant change period. The paragraph impression, mild restriction without airways obstruction without bronchial reactivity period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Edward Gruenberg, Gruenberg. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 3-30-22, Mr. Gruenberg performed 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 97%. Period after walking 226 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 94%. Period. The patient complained of hip pain. Period. No paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Markham, M-A-R-C-U-M. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 3-30-22, Mr. Markham performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe impairment of flow rates. Period. The air velocity index is less than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8. Period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/27/21, there's been no significant change. Period. The paragraph impression: severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Pamelia Brotherton. This goes to Dr. Hamby. On 3-30-22, Mrs. Brotherton performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a moderate impairment of flow rates. Period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/4/20, there's been some improvement. Period. The paragraph impression: moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing some improvement. Period. Thank you.